From Capybara Media, this is You're Gonna Be Great, the self-care podcast that supports you through life's ups and downs with real mental health and wellness conversations delivered via pop culture. Here's your host, M. Elizabeth Evans.
Hey everyone, welcome to You're Gonna Be Great Books. Today I'm here with Nicole Soifua. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay, and Jenny Soifua?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and we're gonna talk about the mass universe and wingspans.
Yes.
Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
And you guys might know Jenny by her Instagram handle. Do you want to tell everyone what it is?
Sure. So I am Aylin Godkiller. I run a fan Instagram, and I've been running it since 2016.
Which is amazing. So go follow her, and let's get into it.
Yeah.
So first,
thanks for having us.
Yeah.
It's so exciting.
This is super fun.
Have you guys. I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Who do you think would be the best in bed? Of all of the men, or the women, whichever of the mass universe.
Probably Manon.
And why?
Manon. Manon or Cassian?
Really? Cassian?
Really?
Okay.
Why?
More of that.
I don't know. I've always had such just like a pull to Cassian, and I don't know if it's the man bun, just the big brute. I fucking love it.
That's great.
Or Manon. I mean, she just like also has just that strong sexual vibe, and I just like they'd both be really good.
Yeah, I could see Manon for sure. Manon. Seems like she'd be terrifying in probably an exciting kind of way.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Like, you would be so scared of not pleasing her.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I kind of feel like it might be Dorian. And I think it's, like, because of his shadows.
Yeah.
He's got all of the things.
Like the phantom hands?
He's got the phantom hands.
Okay, because the shadows come from Asriel, and that's my choice.
Oh, or Asriel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Asriel is another. So, yeah, I kind of feel like it's going to be Dorian or Asriel. Because they have, Asriel's got the shadows, and Dorian has the invisible whatever it is.
The phantom hands.
The phantom hands.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, but with Asriel, I feel like he's so dark and so broody.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there's like a childhood trauma with it that would make it like really intense, you know?
Yeah. I think anything with Asriel is just going to be really intense.
Yes.
Or probably Therian from Crescent City.
Oh.
Like he'd be really good. I don't know. I'm trying to think who, like, would be my top for Crescent City.
Okay, if we do book by book.
Yeah, book by book. Let's do that. What are your choices, Jenny?
Let's start with Akatar.
Asriel.
Asriel.
Okay. Asriel, yes.
Asriel.
I would say Cassian.
Okay.
For mine.
That makes
sense. How about you?
Definitely Asriel for Akatar. I mean, for the same reason. He's got the shadows. There's just something dark and creepy about Asriel, but he's so sweet at the same time. He's such a good person when he's not torturing somebody.
Yeah.
I feel like, I know this is so hard because you're like, he's such a good person and for a living, he tortures people.
Yes.
I'll rephrase. He's such a good person to women and to people who are decent in the world.
Yeah. Yes.
But also, I don't know, because you know that bonus chapter? I also feel like we're going to learn that Asriel's got a lot of kinks.
Oh, 100%.
Because...
Oh, 100%. Yes, absolutely.
The bonus chapter, he was so much dirtier than I imagined.
Really? I saw it 100%.
Did you see it coming?
Yes.
Okay, I was caught off guard by it. I think because he's so quiet. Well, maybe that's why I should have known. Yeah, but he was like, just the stuff that was going through his head about Elaine, I was like, oh, Az, okay. Like, this is what we're going to be seeing.
Was there more than one bonus chapter?
There was just one, but when he kissed her, he had some things going through his head, and they were pretty dirty.
Pretty
raunchy.
Yeah.
Did I read the right bonus chapter? Like, I did not see him as, like, that just...
it was like only a couple of lines. But yeah. I was like, oh, ass, okay.
And
what I also read was like two chapters.
Oh. And
yep. Yeah, that's
that was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And Sarah has also like hinted at him being like the kinkiest and like the dirtiest out of the three.
Oh.
So that's also a part of that. Like, she's kind of hinted at it when she's done interviews, so I'm like, okay, I can 100% see where this is going.
Okay, so I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I just knew, like, from the bonus chapter, and I think because of, like, all of the, you know, we see him as, like, dark and creepy, we get his traumatic backstory, he's very, like, stoic, and obviously beautiful.
Yes.
But there, other than obsessing over more for a bajillion years, we don't see, which like goes on for way too long, Azrael. Yeah. We need to move on.
Yeah.
But like, you know, there's not like a lot. I haven't seen any of the interviews. And so when there was the bonus chapter, I was like, oh, okay. Like this is what we're going to see. Yeah. Like he's, yeah. So now that makes sense that those would be the interviews.
Yeah.
Old ass.
Oh.
I love him.
Yes. Oh, ass. I feel like there's going to be like shadow bondage or something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that would be so hot.
100.
I'm here.
Throne of Glass or Crescent City?
Oh, man. Let's do Throne of Glass.
Throne of Glass?
Yeah. Like, men-wise, I mean, I already know who yours is. Rowan. She's obsessed with Rowan.
100%.
Yeah. I would say Dorian too.
Yeah.
Trying to think what other like characters there are.
Dorian,
yes. Or Lorcan.
Oh, okay.
The 7-foot giant.
Okay.
But he goes with like the 5'2" girl. Like the size difference between them.
Oh my
it
God.
Just makes me laugh.
The artwork that I've seen from, especially Mads Schofield, I think you guys both follow her.
She's amazing.
The photo that she did with his hands just like around her face take up like literally her whole head, and then she's like damn near breaking her neck to like look up at him. I'm like, oh. I love them.
Yeah.
I love how their just relationship started, and especially the scene when he was on the boat and she was on her period and he was like ripping apart parts of his, I don't know, it just
his shirts,
yes, part of his shirts. Yeah.
So sweet.
Warmed my black heart, so.
I still have to say Dorian. Yeah, I don't know why. I think it's the appearance too. Like, I just like the dark, like dark broody men.
Yes.
And he's got, like, the dark hair, and he's... I also want to say, I don't know if you guys have noticed this, that I did all audiobooks.
Yes.
Same. I didn't love the way that Rowan was read. Like, I didn't like her voice for Rowan.
Really?
No, and I felt like it made him sound kind of monotone.
Oh,
and like boring, and I think that affected because I was never able to get into him at all.
Really?
But I think it's the audiobook because I felt the exact same way also about Hunt.
Really?
And they're the same narrator.
The same narrator.
They're the same narrator.
Exactly. So I had a very hard time getting into Hunt and Rowan. Like, I just, like, even their sex scenes, like, I was like, skip. Which, like, I never do.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't, like, something about the voice made them not. But she read Dorian and, like, Rhysand and everybody very differently. Like,
so, Elizabeth Evans hasn't, mm-hmm. other than My Name is Rhysand, hasn't read Rhysand yet.
Oh, is that what it is? Well, did she not do the Nesta book?
No, that was a completely different.
Yeah. It was book 5 and on or 4 and on?
So the first two ACOTAR books were read by the same narrator. They changed the third one, which I hated.
It's and I remember why I haven't... you texting me.
Oh yeah, I was like why the did fuck? They change?
Yes, exactly, exactly. Yes.
It's so jarring.
Yeah.
Which is probably one of the reasons why I couldn't reread ACOTAR because I just do it fully on audiobooks. But then it was the same person who read From Blood and Ash.
Who read the
Silver Flames. So, yeah. But if we're going to talk about, like, narrators who would do a fantastic job, like Teddy Hamilton, Jacob Morgan.
Who read Haunting Adeline? That's who I want to read.
Jacob Morgan.
That is?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, his voice. Well,
is
okay.
Is he a hot voice?
Yes. So he reads at the very end of Fourth Wing.
Oh, okay.
That's who read Haunting Adeline.
Okay, I do like his voice, yeah. I think that it affected the sexual appeal for me a lot, though. Like, the voice. Like, I couldn't...
Yeah.
I don't know. But it doesn't sound like you had a hard time. Did you... In Crescent City, did you also, like, hunt? Like, who would you... Who's your guys's...
Okay.
See, I don't know for Crescent City. That... I didn't have a strong, like...
Draw
to really a lot of the characters.
Okay.
I am kind of the same way because we all know Mass's reputation when it comes to her lovers and her main characters. So I've tried not to get attached to Hunt because of that. Mm. But in her most recent interview, they're like, Bryce and Hunt are mates, blah, 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 blah. But I'm also like, if you look at the origin story for Orion, because Mass does a lot of fairy tale retellings, or she pulls from different sources, and Orion dies.
Yeah.
So.
Oh.
Yes. Like, that's, like, part of that mythology, I'm pretty sure, is the lover kills Orion. And I know that Mass pulls from these different things when she, like, creates her characters. So, I'm trying not to get attached to Hunt because I know Mass's reputation of killing the main lovers.
Well, in her most recent interview, I'm pretty sure it was like within the last week or so.
Oh, it was earlier this week?
Yeah, I think. They asked her if they're mates, and she said yes. Like, I don't know what everyone's big deal about them not being mates. It's like, well, look at your last couple books. Like, Feyre and Aelin didn't end up with like their first lovers.
But then there's Connor.
That's true.
But then there's Connor. So.
Does he even count, though?
Yeah. They didn't even actually.
Yeah.
She agreed to go out on a date with him. That's
and
like,
then he.
Yeah. Knowing him for that long, and then he died.
And then he died.
Like, oh, they didn't even tumble in the sheets, but also.
Neither did Aelin and Sam. Granted, they lived together.
Yeah.
But. They never did anything. Past like making out.
Sam. I still love Sam.
Sam was very sweet. I think he was exactly who Selena needed at the time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, it's very sweet.
I really loved him. I like fell in love with him and I was so heartbroken when he died. And then maybe that's why I couldn't get into Rowan. I was like, no, but Sam.
Wait. I was listening to your podcast. Did you start with the Assassin's Blade?
I did.
So you didn't know he died?
I didn't know he died? No, I did know he died.
Sorry, you didn't go into the book knowing that Sam was dead?
No.
Okay, because I started with Throne of Glass and I knew Sam was dead by the time I read
The Assassin's Blade.
So that I wasn't like... I got attached to Sam, but I knew he was going to die.
Uh-huh.
So I was
like... So there was like some distance?
Exactly. So which is probably why you were like torn to pieces when Sam died, because you didn't know he was going to die.
No, and he was so sweet. He was such a good person and a good guy.
Yeah.
And he was so hot. Little hot assassin man was so there for him. And I was so bummed when he died. And then when I met Rowan, I was like, but Sam? I think, Sam.
But
R.I.P. Sam.
Yeah.
Everyone.
The scene that I loved was in Queen of Shadows when Aelin finally got to go to Sam's grave.
Oh my gosh.
And then Rowan went with her and he picked a couple stones for Sam to put on his grave.
Aww.
And honestly, that's kind of what solidified. Like, I loved Rowan. I have always loved Rowan.
Mm-hmm.
But that, like, intimacy with Aelin... And it wasn't, like, sexual. It was just, like, I understand the pain you are going through.
Yeah.
And I'm here to support you. And that's what's just, like, so.
Yeah, I liked, that's a good scene. That's a heart-wrenching scene. Everything to do with Sam is heartbreaking in that book. In the series, I mean. I will say that I thought that Rowan was an amazing partner.
Yes.
I just couldn't get, like, sexy vibes with him. Like, it just didn't, like, work for me. I was trying to think of who in Crescent City, because you said that you had a hard time, Nicole, like, vibing with anybody. And then I just remembered Rune. So I think I'm going
to
say It would have to be Rune. He was the only one I could get behind.
And he was the only one who, like, had, like, this raw sex appeal.
Yeah.
Especially, like, look at Crescent City 2. Literally 3 chapters in, someone is riding his face.
Yeah, is that the first time you see him?
No. Because that's in Crescent City 2. It's the first time you see him again in Crescent City 2. But he was all in Crescent City 1.
Is that? Oh, I didn't even realize it was Crescent City 2. It stands out to me.
It's chapter 3 because I am rereading
it. Are you?
Right now.
It stands out to me so much that I was like, for some reason, I'm like, oh, it was in Crescent City 1. And it was like one of the first times we meet him. Apparently, that's all that my brain focuses on. It's like Rune and this Fawn, like, sitting on his face.
Yes.
Like, yeah, he is. He's the one with the most, like, raw sex appeal. And he looks like Rhysand.
Yeah.
Which is, like, my vibe. Like, he's got the... I don't typically go for guys with, like, face jewelry or anything like that.
But I think a lot of Sarah's audience does.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's, I feel like, the main character in CC that all of these girlies are just obsessed with.
And the tattoos.
I like the tattoos. I love the tattoos, the dark hair, the like violet blue eyes, like the very like, I mean, he looks like Rhysand. So I instantly was like, ooh, who's this?
Yeah. So I'm interested about something because in every single series there is a male or a man who is described as dark hair and violet or dark blue eyes. Rhys, Rune, and Dorian. Oh, okay. I wonder if they are connected in some way.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. And I think we should definitely talk about that in our next episode, which, guys, if you're listening, is going to be conspiracy theories and, like, what we think is going to happen in the next NAS books coming out. But I kind of think that they are. Like, they all look alike. I mean, definitely Rune and Rhysand are related. They have to be because because, like, when, you know, Bryce first thing she says is, like, when she sees Rhysand is like Rune, and she, like, they look so much alike she thought it was her own brother. So, like, they have to be, and they both have shadow power. And, you know, the swords, I'm guessing that, they're connected down the line in some way. Like, they must have been from the same bloodline.
Absolutely.
And they all look exactly like Rhysand.
Yeah.
It's a very strong bloodline.
Yeah. That's super interesting. So.
And Dorian, though. I'm
very curious about Dorian.
Do you think, like, Rune is essentially older than Dorian, or how do you think that, or I'm sorry, Rhys is older than Dorian?
No, because Rune is like 80 years old, and they're
Rhys and Dorian.
No, Rhys is older.
Rhys is older.
Rhys is like 500.
And Dorian.
And Dorian is like 19.
Maybe Dorian he's 20. Human. Isn't he?
Question mark.
Yeah, he's human / question mark. We don't know, but in the series he was like a magical human, right? Like a human.
He has magic. Yes, but we don't know what his aging is gonna look like.
Oh, okay. That's true.
Because he's not fae. He's not gonna settle like Aelin is going to.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Sorry, I'm like thinking about it now. Of course, Rhys is older. Sorry, that was a stupid question.
No, not at all. There's so many books and so many ages and so many names.
We need like a cheat sheet.
We do.
I know.
We need like something because it's honestly, I'm amazed that so many readers can keep them all straight.
Yeah.
Like, just like the, it's a lot. She's brilliant for being able to write it all.
Seriously.
And be able to like keep it all straight within 17 plus books.
Yeah.
You know?
She like, must have a wall of Post-its or something.
Oh yeah.
Probably.
Keep it all straight. I'm like.
I'm sure she has like notebook after notebook after notebook because you've seen in a couple of her special editions like her notes that she's written out and it's all in like notebook paper. So.
Oh. I'd love to get a glance at those.
I need to. Damn, I want to see how she's doing it. And I feel like her husband. I don't know if she's ever said this or not, but I feel like he definitely plays into the men that she writes because her husband is so tall, dark, and handsome. Like, that's, like, his vibe. And I'm just like, it has to. She's like, we know her type. Like, I feel like, Sarah, we know your type. Like, we can see you. We see it.
The fandom likes to call him Papa Mass because he goes on tours with her.
That's so funny.
And she has, like, a carpal tunnel in her hand or something, so she's not able to sign everything. Yeah. So he helps her stamp.
Oh, what a man.
Yeah.
Love that.
That's so sweet.
The only reason I know that is because I have stamped books.
Oh, I love that.
Didn't she come to Utah?
Twice. Awesome.
Well, when she comes next, we'll have to go and get all our books stamped.
In 2015 and 2017.
I love it.
Yes.
I hope she comes back.
I met her twice.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I want, I'm dying to see who, what men are going to be playing, well, what men and women are going to be playing the characters in the Hulu show, if it ever comes out.
I think it was just canceled.
What?
Yes, I think it was just dropped.
Was it?
I don't know.
Because Sarah, from what I heard watching a bunch of videos, Sarah took the Instagram posts about the show off of her Instagram.
Really?
Yes. So I don't know if it's going to happen.
Really? Because they were writing the show, right? Weren't they like many episodes in the writing process?
I'm not sure.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I know it had started, but I don't think we got any, like, information on when it's going to come out, who was playing.
No, they never announced that. I don't think they'd gone as far as casting. They were still writing at that point.
Because I'm pretty sure Sarah moved to L.A. because she lived in Pennsylvania. She moved to L.A. to help with the process of the writing of the TV show. But she either just moved back to Pennsylvania or New York. So, like, she moved there to help with the production and help with the writing of it, but she just moved back. So, I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
Well, yeah, because I was going to say, if they mess up the casting, because especially these characters that are supposed to be super, like, well, I mean, all of her characters are hot.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, all of the women are beautiful and, like, I don't know, attractive in some way.
Dorian even mentions it. I think it's in Empire of Storms. Like, when Manon literally drops in front of them after she gets stabbed by her grandmother.
Uh-huh.
Dorian is the one there when she wakes up, and he was like, yeah, there's, like, an abnormally large number of attractive people on this boat, so you'll fit right in.
Back onto the subject of the Bat Boys, though. And since we're calling this episode Wingspans.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And they nonstop fight about Wingspans. And who has the most impressive wingspan. Who do y'all think? Should we rate them?
I'm pretty sure it's stated in the books that Asriel has the biggest wingspan.
It's Asriel. I think that Sarah said also in an interview that it was Az.
Yeah.
Well.
And then I think Cassian comes in at a close second.
But can we talk about that for a second? Because Cassian basically is described of having like a manhood, like, it's like a full arm. And so if Az is bigger than that, can we just, like, I feel like concerned.
Yeah.
For him and how where for he's putting it.
Yeah. Females.
For the females. I mean, do they not have a cervix? Like, do the women in the Akatar verse not have a cervix?
I know you're just dying to talk right now. What are you thinking?
In Silver Flames, Nesta literally changes her and Feyre's anatomy to compensate for it. Granted, to birth children, but also, like, those Illyrians must have, like, different anatomy than humans do to accommodate that freaking slung.
Yeah. Plus the baby wings. That.
Yes.
Yeah, so, okay, that makes sense. So maybe they have magically removed their cervix, because we all know that, like, human women, humans with vaginal canals have a stop point.
Yes.
And have a max capacity. So, yeah, I was wondering where it was all going, because, like, nobody wants penis in their lungs. Yeah.
No,
you know?
And there's, like, genres of, like, monster fuckers, and we're not in that genre of having, like, the... we're just not in that genre, so I don't know.
Can we talk about the threesome that is, like, randomly sprinkled in the fifth book? I swear to God, there's not a threesome sprinkled... Or if there's not, like, a threesome in Akatar 6 or somewhere.
Nesta imagines it.
She imagines it.
She does.
Yes.
Like, with Azrael and Cassian.
I'm pretty sure Sarah wrote it, but... but it was so raunchy!
Yeah, she did write it, right? Yeah. And then she was like, okay, that might be a bit much.
Yeah. I think her editor was like, I think this is too much. You already have a lot in this book.
Maybe that.
I want the archive. Can you just give it to me?
Yeah, maybe she'll work it in as a fantasy, though. Or maybe it'll be like Azrael and,
you know,
Gwen and Elaine. Are we going to find out that Elaine is some kind of, like, deviant freak?
Yeah, she...
She's going to be, like, shadow bond me.
Oh my gosh. A princess from hell.
With roses. Because, like, up until now, she's been essentially useless. Like, she's just
been, like, there.
The world is ending, and she's like, violets are pretty. And I'm like, Elaine, do something.
Like, ooh, I like flowers. I'm going to plant flowers instead of planting a vegetable garden.
Everyone is starving, Elaine! Everyone is starving, Elaine. Plant a fucking zucchini. Like, come on.
I feel like it just goes over her head, and I'm like, are you all there?
Like, I feel like the books need... a side character who just, it does not
who just
contribute,
exists.
You know? And I feel like that's Elaine.
She just exists. She's there for everyone to shit talk.
She's just there to make the landscaping look pretty.
Oh my gosh. Or to be really jarring, right? Or like, we're just gonna, like, in the next book or whatever, maybe it's going to, like, shock the shit out of everybody. But at this point, I am having a very hard time imagining Azrael and his...
with her?
In his stallion wingspan anywhere near Elaine.
Or even Gwen. Sweet nun Gwen. I don't think she's a nun.
Kind of. Like, she's a priestess.
She's a priestess, right?
I don't know.
She's a priestess after surviving a sexual trauma.
Deserve him, to be honest.
Gwen?
That's why I know Sarah said Hunt and Bryce are mates, but I have just been really hoping that Azrael and Bryce are mates.
Thank you.
I know they're mates, but I know they're not because she's mentioned it multiple times, and I'm just kind of holding out hope. And I know I'm not the only one.
Because I introduced you to this.
you know what I think? I think they're both, like, distractions. I don't think it's going to be Elaine or Gwen. I think it's the other woman in the trio.
No, Emily. She's lesbian.
She's lesbian. Yeah.
There's been theories of her and her.
Okay. Why did I not know that? Did I skip that part in the book?
Doesn't it mention that she's lesbian?
Maybe it's just like a headcanon. Maybe it might be just like a headcanon where Emery and Moore get together. I don't know if it's actually come forward that she is a lesbian.
Oh. Because I don't remember it ever saying it in the book. So
but
I
people
just like,
just like right. to pair people with each other.
Yeah.
And those two happen to be like...
On art.
They're just there.
So...
I mean, they'd be a hot couple. I'm all for it. Yeah. I just kind of felt like, because she's like this badass Illyrian.
Yeah.
I could totally see her with Az.
Yeah, too.
But I also think he has had so much trauma when it comes to the Illyrians that he's like, I will never touch an Illyrian and go through that.
Right.
You know?
That's fair.
Which is why I was kind of hoping for the whole Bryce. And,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
They
so
might be...
a sassy female to like...
They might, you know, Hunt and Bryce might be mates. But it doesn't mean that it couldn't happen.
Yeah.
That's also true because you don't have to be mated to be together.
No.
In fact, one of the interesting things about ACOTAR that is one of the few things that are really inconsistent is it starts out like mates are incredibly rare, but then literally
everyone
is mated.
Is
mate. I mean, like, but it doesn't seem that rare since everyone literally finds a mate.
Yeah. You know the whole, like Oprah thing, you get a car, you get a car. It's like,
you
get a mate, you get a mate.
But, like, right after she, like, they're like, it's so rare. Yeah. People rarely find their mates, but, like, everyone.
Everyone is finding one.
Yeah. And so maybe Hunt dies, which would be tragic, and then they end up just being not mated but badass together. I'm kind of terrified for Bryce and Azriel to be coupled up.
Because the whole Truth Teller and Gwendian? Is that what the sword is called?
Gwendian.
Something like that. Like, those two are like
a pair. Yeah.
And they've been separated for 15,000 years, and it just so happens that Bryce is the one who reunites them.
Yeah.
With Azriel.
With Azriel.
So.
I'm really hoping for this couple, but I just don't think it's going to happen.
You never know.
The only thing we do know is that Sarah said that we have met Azriel's mate.
We have met Azriel's mate.
And so I'm like, who the fuck have we met? Yeah.
And she even mentioned the mate's birthday, and I'm pretty sure it was Bryce's birthday.
So it's...
Right?
I'm trying to remember what it is. It's like 1-5 blah 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 blah, but then... Never mind. I'm not going to say that because I don't know what I'm talking about. But I'm pretty sure it somehow correlates to Bryce.
Yeah.
Or is similar enough that it is with Bryce. But at the same time, like, is Bryce or Azriel willing to leave their world?
Probably not.
I mean, Bryce might be willing now. Her world has turned into a real shit show with
but
the
her parents. But also her parents are mortal. And get another, like, 30 years and her parents are going to be dead.
Yeah.
Whop. That's which is sad. But if you're going to have a mate who is basically immortal like Illyrians are.
That could work.
But she also has the tattoo, the horn in her back, and she can go blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we can visit. It's not like she sees her parents that much anyway. She's always like coming up with excuses not to see them. So
exactly.
This works better for her, actually. She's like, I can't. I'm in Prithian this week. Fucking Azriel.
Yes.
And I will be bedridden for the week after I fuck Azriel.
She won't be able to
because
walk.
I haven't had my anatomy changed to fit his Illyrian penis. So, we're sorry, Bryce, that Nesta did not think of you. Okay, I guess I have one last question. If you had to marry... What is it?
Kill.
Fuck and
marry,
kill.
Fuck.
Yeah.
fuck, marry, kill?
Yeah.
Fuck, marry, kill
from all of the mass universe. Who would it be?
Here you go.
Okay.
Jenny's gonna start.
Okay. There's too many.
There's too many.
There's too many. Will you give me a world? A world to narrow it down with.
Drown a glass.
Okay. Okay.
You're welcome.
I would kill Adian because he's a fucking asshole.
True.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole. I don't feel bad for him. I feel bad for Lysandra, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I would marry Rowan, obviously. And then...
would you kiss?
Probably Manon. Probably Manon.
I love it.
That's fair. Nicole?
Do you
How about we all do...
Yeah.
ACOTAR, and then we'll all do ACOTAR.
Or
and
should
then...
I... You do Throne of Glass, I'll do ACOTAR, you do Crescent City.
That's fair.
Okay.
Okay. So, ACOTAR. Kill, probably the Autumn.
Oh, yeah, King. Fuck that guy.
Their dad.
Oh, Baron.
Baron.
Yeah, the High Lord.
Yes, the High Lord of the Autumn Court. Marry Cassian. Kiss.
Fuck.
Oh, is it fuck?
Yeah, fuck, marry, kill.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to think. Probably Azrael.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That tracks.
Yeah.
You get the hard one.
I know.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But.
No, I think it's, I think it's easy. I would kill Hunt.
Really?
Yeah, because then that will free up Bryce.
Perfect! Perfect! Perfect!
I would... Poor Hunt. Sorry, Hunt. I would... Ooh, the hard thing is the fuck or marry.
Just remember, whoever you marry, you can fuck all the time.
That's also true. So I guess I would marry Rune.
Yeah.
But he can't live in that gross frat house anymore. That's nasty. And fuck Bryce, I guess. I don't know, I'm out of characters. I'm like trying to think of who else there is. I was trying to think
Tharian
of...
is the...
Oh, maybe.
She just has like a strong sex appeal too.
He's hot.
I don't think I can get past the tail.
He's okay, got a fish like this... smell, which is what
I know. I was like, I don't think I could get past the tail.
Yeah.
His face might be pretty, but yeah. I'm like,
even in his human form, he still has like they can smell that he's myrrh because he smells like the ocean.
Because that's like a little too close to bestiality for me.
I just can't get into it. Yeah. I can't get into the fact that he smells like the ocean. That's not a good smell.
No.
We live by the Great Salt Lake.
Adius.
Ooh.
The principal.
You know what?
You know,
no, the cousin. The cousin who kills
Cormac.
Cormac! Oh, that wasn't a knock, Oliver. Yeah, I think, okay. I'll marry Rune and I'd fuck Cormac. Rune would be so mad.
Yeah.
We might be getting a divorce after that.
You know, but also Rune's friends might be fun.
I love Rune's
friends. Like Declan.
I love Declan.
And is it Finn?
Flynn?
Is
Flynn.
Is it Finn or Flint?
Pretty sure it's Finn.
God.
I think it's Finn.
I remember.
But who's gay? Is it Finn gay?
Yeah.
Or is it
Declan? No. It's,
because Declan's dating.
Is it Isaiah? Hunt's archangel friend.
He's not an archangel. Yeah, he's in a relationship.
Wait, who was Danica's mate?
Is he
the Hellhound?
The Hellhound, yeah.
Is it the Hellhound
hot.
Or the...
Is it the Hellhound?
It's the Hellhound. Her mate was the Hellhound.
Yeah.
Also, what the fuck, Danica?
I know.
Danica. What a twat.
Talk about a terrible friend.
She's just way too secretive. She definitely had an avoidant attachment.
For sure.
Let's talk about that.
What?
Way to go, Danica.
How much help she would have gotten if she just told Bryce?
Just anyone?
Anyone, yeah.
Yeah, like, I guess.
Her own mate didn't really know, like, the extent of what she was researching.
I guess it was, like, to protect them to some extent because the Asteri would kill them if they found out that they knew anything. But still, like, you can't... Dana can't.
Like,
she's, like, trying to solve the world's problems alone.
Like, she was literally going to a Firebird, isn't that what
they're called?
Thunderbird.
Yeah.
Sophie Renast.
Yes.
I think was her name. Like, she was...
There was so much that Danica was hiding.
Yeah.
And I'm like, at this point, you are a terrible friend. A terrible friend. And yeah. Bryce is finally starting to realize it and take her off the high horse slash pedestal she's been having Danica on.
Yeah. I definitely think as a, like, using it as a tool for writing was super brilliant.
Yes.
The way that it moves the story forward and it, like, allows, you know, the story to, like, have all of this internal turmoil and all of this, like, suspense and stuff. But, like, it's so, I'm like, Bryce, like, this is your best friend. We need to, like, you have her, like, you're treating her like she's, like, a godlike person.
Yes.
And, like, you're shocked by the fact that you didn't know every imaginable thing about her life as well. Although I do think Danica was a terrible friend. But, like, I'm also, like, nobody knows everything about everyone. Bryce, to some extent.
Yeah.
Like, it's a little too enmeshed, maybe. Bryce needs a therapist.
I think Bryce needs, yes. Maybe she'll go to Kaja.
Therapy at some point.
Yeah, all of them. Everyone in all of the Mass Universe needs a really good therapist.
Nesta needs a therapist.
That's,
I know
she's got
like
daddy
Nesta.
Cass. You could have killed Nesta. Oh wait, you didn't have
Akita. I didn't have the option.
You could have killed Nesta
I
to
know.
Free up Cassian
well,
to marry.
I actually really liked. In the end, I really liked Nesta.
Yeah, I
liked
Nesta too.
Because I feel like I related to her a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And there were just, like, a lot of things I'm like, I feel like I've done that in the past, and I've just had to, like, repair my relationship with my family and friends, and I don't know, I just... related to her a lot, so it was, I don't know if it's just an oldest daughter sibling thing, but I don't know. I just really liked her and Cassian's story.
I like it too. And I think I liked that she had a different way of coping with the trauma. Like, I feel like Mass does trauma really well in a very realistic way,
mm-hmm.
where, like, every single person has been through these really traumatic experiences, but they've all coped with it in very different ways, like, especially the sisters. Like, Nesta coped with it by shutting everybody out, by, like, self-loathing with, like, drink and sex and just kind of... Elaine is in fucking la-la land. She's just as avoidant as a person can be.
Seriously.
She's like, nothing is happening. I love roses.
Fine.
Like, that's her whole thing. And then, my
Feyre
brain just
turned
off. Yeah,
Feyre,
she gets shit done, but she also has, like, such a martyr complex. Like, she's like, I'll sacrifice myself for everybody. Hello, person I just met. I will die for you. Like, she just had, like, this extreme martyr complex, which is also very unhealthy. But, like, I liked that. And, like, Reese deals with his trauma in a very specific way. And, like, I think that she does it really well. So I liked Nesta for that reason. I was like, I could definitely see how realistically this would be a coping mechanism for some people, for sure. So do you guys think we covered all of the sex relationship stuff going on?
I think so.
You guys have any final thoughts or words?
Yes, actually. Yes. Okay. So, little backstory. I have been reading these books since 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And I started reading them when Air of Fire and ACOTAR both came out. So I've seen her progress from a YA author to an adult author, and it's been very interesting seeing that progression, and that progression since I have aged as well, because I was like 16, 17 when I was reading these, and now I'm like 25.
Uh-huh.
So I've been able to mature along with these book series, so it's been very interesting.
That would be interesting, because, like, also, like, you would mature in terms of, like, relationships and, like, your sexuality and stuff at the same time.
Yeah. That's so cool. It's been very interesting that way, because when I first read Acumath, that was like the spiciest book I had ever read up until that point. And now I read the most raunchy crap in the world. It's fantastic. So it's been really interesting, like, growing with these books, which is probably why I'm so attached to Aelin, is because I've been with her since 2015. Mm-hmm. And has read up through her and, like, grown with her. And I'm very, very excited to see if she comes back in Crescent City. Super, super excited for that. But I'm at the same time, like, leave her be. She's been through so much.
She really has. Of everybody, that,
yes,
that poor woman has been traumatized the most. Yeah.
So that's just me, of, yeah, like, being able to grow with these books and grow with Sarah in a way, mm-hmm, of seeing her write in her more juvenile stages, mm-hmm, up through Crescent City 2, which was one of her best books, mm-hmm, or even Crescent City 1 with her world building. Like, she's written some fantastic books, and it's been very fun to see her grow and mature.
That's your end. You know, I didn't read them like you did, you know, like, I kind of just read all of them.
Same.
As, like, my, like, now, like, within the last year. But even still, I could see the progression of her growing, yes, and, like, sexually as well. Like, yeah, you can see, like, Aelin is very, like, you know, her and Sam, like, never had sex. And, like, yeah, she hadn't had sex. And, yeah, then, like, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, you know, and then you, like, as those books progress, but then, like, you read ACOTAR and, like, the sex scenes,
yes,
they progress there as well. And so you can see Sarah very much so coming into herself as, like, a writer, yes, and a grown woman. Love it, you guys. That was so,
yay,
much fun. Thank
so
you
fun
for being willing to come on the podcast and talk
of
all
course
things sex.
Thank you for having us.
Yes,
it's been so fun.
You guys are the best.
Thanks for listening to You're Gonna Be Great. You can always find episode notes and the transcript on the website You're Gonna Be Great. Follow us on Instagram at You're Gonna Be Great to see what's next. And if you like what you hear, don't forget to share it with your friends or take a moment to leave a review. Thanks so much. See you next week. And remember, you're gonna be great.